I know it's winter and it's snowing right now, but did the heat have to go out now of all times? Like, there couldn't have been a better time. All we have is this little fireplace, and I'm still shivering. It feels like no matter how many blankets I put on, I'm never going to get warm at this rate. I swear, I'm going to freeze to death at this rate. How are you not shivering? Give me your arm. I want to feel how warm you actually are. How are you so warm and soft? It's absolutely frigid in here. Come closer. Share your warmth. It's not nice to hog all of it. You're like an actual space heater to me. I can seriously already feel myself starting to heat up. I don't understand this. How are you an actual furnace in this type of weather? My hands and feet are frozen solid like actual glaciers, and I can't stop shaking and. Never mind. No, it's nothing, really. I'm just going to focus all my energy on warming up using you. Here, hold my hands. I think they've actually frozen solid at this point. I mean, my hands are never warm, but they're seriously so cold right now. I mean, just feel them. I really thought the fireplace would have warmed up this place by now. Why did the heat stop working during the first snow of the year? There seriously couldn't have been a worse time. I just wanted to read a book under the covers with heat on. And now? Now my hands are being held and I'm cuddling underneath a blanket with you. And the worst part? I've started to feel warm because of you. I didn't think that whole sharing body heat thing was a real. I thought it was just something they tell you on TV to get naive people to cuddle, but apparently it's real because I'm starting to warm up just being held in your arms like this. I hate this. Don't bring this up. I don't like nuzzling into you any more than you like being nuzzled into. You think I want to be held like this? Besides, you took the big fluffy blanket, and that is the only good one in the house. The rest of them are barely a thin piece of fabric. This? It's the only logical compromise. We share the blanket while cuddling and watching the fireplace until the heat finally comes back on or the snow eventually stops, whichever comes first. Heard what? I didn't make a noise at all. You must be imagining things because I didn't say anything. I didn't even open my mouth. All I did was grab you a little tighter because the chill was starting to return to my hands. Shut up. It's not my fault you're comfortable. Making me move from being comfy against your shirt. I said. It's not my fault you are comfortable. Seriously, not only are you warm, but you're soft. That's simply not fair. How am I supposed to fight against that? It's like you were made to be cuddled against. You're perfect for it. Listening to your heartbeat, feeling the rise and fall of your chest, it's all nice and calming. I hate how much I'm enjoying this. I don't like this feeling of all safe and cozy and warm in your arms. And I swear to God, if you mention this to anyone, and I mean anyone, including our friends, I am going to be so mad. I don't like people to perceive me as soft like this. It's not at all what I am. I am hardened and I'm tough and I'm aloof and I keep people at a distance and I can definitely keep myself warm in normal circumstances. This is an extraordinary circumstance. Yeah, let's go with that. This is something out of the norm of our day-to-day life, so obviously I'm acting a little different. This is clearly the reason why I like feeling you against me, and there is no other possible explanation. Don't shore me. I'm being serious. If anyone here is enjoying this too much, it's you. You're getting to be all big and strong and protective over me. Something I don't normally allow you to do. You know, I have a hard time coming to you for help, even if it's something simple like opening a jar. I don't enjoy this. I don't enjoy asking for help or needing someone else. This? What we're doing? This is not something I do often. Letting my guard down. It's not what I'm used to. Feeling safe isn't something I get to feel often. It's scary. Usually I don't know. It could just be because I'm finally feeling warm and it's thanks to you and I don't know. You make it a little less scary to be seen as vulnerable and but now I need to hide my face because I'm blushing because that sounded a lot like an I love you confession and it definitely wasn't that. Then you need to get better ears or something, but fine. I'll repeat myself. I said I need to hide my face again because that sounded a lot like an I love you confession, and it definitely wasn't. And repeating it out loud like this probably isn't doing anything to convince you otherwise. Like, sure, I love you, but as a friend, I don't see this going anywhere else. You're so smart and kind and wonderful and funny, and I'm just little old me. I can't even look you in the face when I'm being open like this. I have to cuddle more into your chest, and I have to focus all my attention on that interesting fire so that you don't see the blush across my face or how I can't stop wiggling my toes in anxiety. You need someone who's like yourself, you know? Someone you can actually have intelligent conversations with. Someone that could make you laugh. Someone just as caring as you. That's going to go above and beyond to make you smile. Me? I won't do any of that. I'm not good with emotions. I'm not good with being emotionally available. It's easier for me to make your favorite dinner on a bad day or put on your favorite song and convince you to dance with me than for me to actually speak how I feel out loud. You're my friends. I want what is best for you in a relationship, and that's not me. Trust me, I know. I'm not good enough for you, and I'm perfectly okay with that. You are too good for this world, and like I said, I'm just me. I don't know or understand why I'm able to speak so freely with you right now. Probably because I'm not looking at you and actually being this close to someone. Like, physically, it brings it out in me. Being touch-starved, it does that to someone. You probably think I'm pathetic now, don't you? I don't want you to think that. It's just been a really, really long time since I've been this vulnerable with someone, you know? And you make me feel safe. I'm not used to that. Not used to being treated so gently. Not that I like it or anything. I'm not enjoying this one bit. I'm not enjoying the feeling of you holding me or how happy it makes me to be able to breathe in your scent or how your thumb is absent-mindedly rubbing my thigh. No. This is all about compromise and helping me stay warm and for no other reason, okay? What are you doing? Oh, you're doing that. That was kind of nice. I like how your lips feel against mine. Can we do that again? Yeah, right there. I love how that feels. I love how you feel. No, please don't stop there. I want more. I can take more. I promise, just don't stop. No, don't stop now. Let's not ruin this with good sense, yeah? This is a one-time thing. A one-time mistake, and if we both regret it in the morning, then we can figure it out then. But right now, I want you so fucking badly. I've masturbated imagining how you would taste. I've come chanting your name as I pictured it was your finger stroking my clits. I've fucking lost track of how often I've imagined your face when you orgasm. All the sweet, pretty noises you'll make for me. Since you've indulged me so far, what's wrong with indulging me a little further? I know you want me. Sliding my hand into your pajama pants proves as much. Right here, I can feel it. I made you horny. So the least I could do is take responsibility and help you with that. Don't you want that? Then be good for me and take off your pants. Don't even have to leave the blankets. I can go down on you just like this. Nothing to distract us except for the snow and fire. All your attention is going to be on me, isn't it? Good. Then I'll be sure to put on my best performance for you. You taste good. Better than I imagined. You know, you picture something for so long. Imagine how it would taste, how it would feel on your tongue. And you finally get it. And it's even better than you ever imagined. And that's it. That's it, sweetheart. I'm making a bit of a mess, getting drool all down my chin. But it's worth it for you, baby. You just taste so good. Love how you feel against my tongue. The way I can just fit so perfectly against it. Fuck. Fuck. I've only just gotten a taste. But I don't know if that's gonna be enough. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to stop myself now that I've had it. Always gonna be craving you, needing you, wanting you. My absolute favorite flavor in the world. My favorite scent, too. It's amazing how just a little bit of tasting, a little bit of oral, I'm already so fucking wet for you. Probably because I've imagined this so many times. On my knees, between your thighs, playing with myself as I worship between your legs. Telling you how good you are for me, how pretty you look, how amazing you taste. I've spent so many nights just like this, baby. My imagination might have put you on such an amazing show, but this, the real thing, how you're acting, so much fucking better. You like that? You like when I suck? Like when I run my tongue all over the tip like this? You're being so good for me. Doing so well. That's it, sweetheart. I keep looking into my green eyes. Watch as I worship at the altar between your thighs. Like I'm a dying man, and this is my one last wish. My one last meal. Tasting you, kissing you, worshiping you. You drive me so fucking crazy. You can literally be doing nothing. It's just sitting there in your own world, not paying attention to me. And I'll think, fuck. You're breathtaking. Even now, with you like this, legs spread to accommodate me while I lap and lick and taste and devour you whole. You're fucking perfect, baby. So fucking perfect for me. And that's it, sweetheart. That's it. I don't want you to hold back anything, darling. If I had to be emotionally vulnerable, then you have to be physically vulnerable with me like this. You have to let me treat you right, take care of you. I'm sorry, baby, but I don't make the rules. You're being so good for me, darling. That's it. Looks so good like this. I love the fact that I'm on my knees. Tasting you, licking you, pleasuring you. And despite that, you're still looking down at me like I hold the universe. Because we both know I do. I'm the one who controls your pleasure right now, aren't I? Yeah, I am. I decide how fast I want to go, how much I want to drag this out, if I want to hear you beg or scream or cry. And you, darling, you want it all, don't you? You want to see what this tongue can really do, what this mouth is really capable of, right? Fuck. Baby. Someone's getting a little excited. Trying to take back a little bit of control. Fuck my face like that. It's adorable that you think you get a say in this. That you think that bucking those precious hips of yours against my face is going to make me go faster. If anything, that makes me want to back off completely. What? You don't like this? You don't like being teased? Then ask nicely. Remember your manners and tell me to finish you off. Of course, darling. Whatever you need. I'm willing to give it to you. Always willing to give it to you. I would do anything to make you smile. Honestly, I would do anything to have you like this again. Completely under my spell. Subjected to the torturous pleasures I give you. To hear those breathy moans be escaping from your mouth. Of course, I can hear them, baby. And they sound so good, even when they're choked, even when you're trying to be quiet. Even when you're trying to be good and quiet and not let the neighbors hear. You can't help yourself, can you, sweetheart? It just feels so good. My mouth, my tongue, my presence between your legs. Could sit here all day, worshipping you, tasting you. I could happily spend hours like this, never letting you come once, just teasing you. But don't worry, that's not what I want. Not right now, at least. See, I've imagined you coming in this position so many fucking times. I've even masturbated to it, thinking about all the facial reactions you'll make and how gorgeous you're gonna look for me. But I've only ever pictured it. I want to see it for real. Think you can do that for me? Knew you could, darling. Now be good and come for me. Come on, baby. Be good for me and come. That's it, baby. Just like that, so good for me. So amazing. Don't want a single drop of you to go to waste. I spent too many years thinking about this. You know, I thought I had an active imagination. I really did. But it turns out, it pales in comparison to the real thing. I'm coming up, so make some room. Why are you sitting all the way over there? Come on. I just made you come. I'm not going to bite you. Come closer. I was in your arms earlier, and it led to this. It's only fair that you get to be in mine, right? So come here. Mm. See? Isn't that better? Now we can be all warm and cozy together, watching the fireplace, and hopefully the heat will be back in the morning. We can just spend a night like this, wrapped together, enjoying each other's company, not saying a word.